Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Like we said, we'll get the phone lines back open for Falcons fans in about 15 minutes from right now, 404-726-0929. Falcons going to Philadelphia last night. Didn't look good late. Looked like they were going to be coming back home 0-2. But they get the ball back. They drive down the field. They score a game-winning touchdown, and they get out of there 22-21. Here's Raheem Morris afterwards.
You know, the guys, we talked about it early in the week. And you're talking about how you want to deal with the situation. These guys definitely came out and dealt with it. You know, you got to believe, you got to persist, and you got to come out and deal today. And the guys definitely didn't do that today. And I'm very proud of them, their efforts and what they were able to do.
Andy, if you're a coach, you should always, I want to say, be proud of your team and everything. And because they do go out there every Sunday, Saturday, whenever, and lay it on the line for you.
Right.
This is just unbelievable. His first win as a Falcons head coach. And for them to go into the environment they went into and to play the way they played down the stretch, and I love the first thing he said, we didn't blink. And you can tell that they didn't blink. There was no confidence loss at all. And there shouldn't have been, because when you're in these games, the biggest thing that you want to do is keep it close. Because when it's close in these type of games, the home team gets tight. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And when obviously it's the defense's job to stop the Falcons, but – When Saquon dropped that damn ball, the first thing I said was, oh, we got a chance. And then I didn't realize how much time was left.
Yeah, no,
and
me that, either.
That's my tweet. Oh, it's a whole bunch of damn time left.
And that's the part of it that,
with that defense?
And again, if he makes that catch, then no one's questioning anything game
what
over,
does
whatever.
He do if he makes the catch?
Yeah, probably gets down. Probably gets the first down and gets down.
Okay.
Right now, I don't know.
I would have scored.
He probably could have.
But
because there was a defensive back kind of meeting him at the pylon who – Saquon lowered his shoulder on a few defensive backs yesterday and got a few extra yards. So if he wanted to get into the end zone, there's a chance that he might have been able to do that as well. But I know when, because I know the Falcons had to use their timeouts creatively.
Very smart on the Eagles for declining the penalty.
Smart by the Falcons for trying to get the penalty as well. Maybe do it a little bit sneakier.
Yes.
Like make it like you seem like you did it on accident to throw them off. Obviously, Sirianni maybe expected them to do that, but they did it so obviously that he knew they were trying to game him. So they decline it, and then they get the first down. And at that point, the Eagles, if they just run the ball, were going to be able to get it way down closer to zero and then punt to kick the field goal, whatever they were going to have to do. But to throw the ball brings a lot of risk into it. Now, it was a good play.
I love the play call.
It was a good play.
I love the play.
It was a good play. Should have caught
there.
He catches it. The game's over. It is what it is.
There.
So I don't know. People want to criticize for that, but it is also dicey because you know if you don't catch it, then the clock stops.
But
that's the timeout for the Falcons.
The thing people are looking at is from, you run it on third down, because to me it seemed like he was going to go for it on fourth down. You have the most one of the most unstoppable plays ever.
Yeah, it turns out they can still do that even without Jason Kelce.
Yeah, one of the most unstoppable plays ever. And so do you go for the brotherly shove? Because I'm not calling it that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not calling it that.
I don't like the other name that
much. Yeah, I'm not calling it that.
That's something different.
Yeah, I mean, but then you get it to a point where, like, I think it was Anthony said it. I mean, just the that damn call sheet card where just going for the regular, just take the three. No, we're going to go for it on fourth and four. Like, in the first quarter, kick the field goal. Take the points. Right. It ain't time to chase points.
Right.
You know, I know I understand the aggressiveness and all that other crap, but sometimes just take the 3 points if you're Philly.
I know.
I'm
with you. And also just, play the feel of the game.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably going to be a pretty close game.
Right.
A pretty tightly contested game. Take those, but then to not do it and then take the points later when you maybe could have gone for it. And again, I know I'm not as staunch as you are against this stuff, but I do find it irritating as well. Right. I don't need the percentage breakdown of what the analytics say every single play. I don't need it.
Right.
I don't need it. The analytics, I guess, say it would have been a better likelihood of winning the game if they would have gone for it on fourth down there. I guess. Or maybe they get stopped and then it's easier for the Falcons to beat them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I just feel like there's
a lot lost in terms of a feel for the game that coaches either have or don't have when you can simply justify anything you do based on, well, that's what the numbers said. Well, then what are you for?
What are you for, exactly?
What are you for then? Halftime speeches or what? Because, like, that doesn't happen that much either. What are you for? What are you here for?
If there's a card that a guy has up in the press box that calls down to you and tells you this, exactly.
Yeah.
Put the general manager on there.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah, let Dom call it.
Get the security.
Yeah, let Dom call
it. Just get an AI robot down there and let him do it. Because then it doesn't matter at that point if that's how you're going to make every decision. Either way. They made the decision they made. The Falcons made plays in the final 2 minutes of the game and won the football game. And it's a great win. It really is. It's a great win. And now you got to come back home and do it again because you got Darth Vader coming into town on Sunday.
Yes, and he has – and the one thing about him, and we talked before the season about see if you can get him early. He ain't played really up to his standard in 2 games.
Yeah, it's been weird. Like, he's played great for little stretches, but then not great at other times.
The turnovers looked
awesome in that first game for the most part of it, but then they almost still lost on the toenail, and then obviously very easily could have lost yesterday or on Sunday, but the call was made. So I'll say this. Don't have any questionable pass interferences late.
No.
Because you know how that's going to go.
Oh, yeah, we do know how that's
going to go. All right, let's hear Dave Canales, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, talking about Andy Dalton for some reason.
Andy gives us our best chance to win.
What makes you say that?
His resume speaks for itself.
Shame.
You know, he's an experienced player. He's got a lot of football in his history. So I'm excited for Andy with this opportunity. And I believe he gives us our best chance to win this week.
He doesn't even believe it. And after the game, as bad as Bryce was, he was awful. But you know what? They were freaking awful against the Chargers. He goes out. Bryce is my quarterback. Fine, whatever. Next day, I watch film. Okay. So this has to be like Tepper's like, okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It is. And then you look at him. I didn't draft this guy.
Right. So he's got plausible deniability as far as the quarterback play goes.
I didn't draft this guy. I just hate it because I just knew that him getting drafted to where he was. I would have took C.J. Stroud, but whatever. The initial thought process of where going to Carolina with the coaching staff and the support system, you thought it was perfect for a young quarterback until you figured out that everywhere this owner goes, chaos ensues.
Yeah.
A divided coaching staff with a young quarterback, no talent because you traded away, trying to run a football team under his watch.
Meanwhile, they're divided because of the quarterback.
Yes.
Because half the staff and scouting department wanted to draft C.J. Stroud, maybe more than half.
Yes.
And then the owner and maybe some others, but probably just the owner, said, no, we're taking this guy. This is the guy that I want.
Yes.
So then that creates all that chaos
You know what he's doing? He's trying to get – okay, well, maybe all of them wanted Stroud. I want this quarterback, and I'm the owner. And then you try to meddle a little bit in there like, hey – you know, if I thought about it, you might need to be calling plays. Then he goes over to the owner's side, and then he goes to talk to his boy. And that's what happened up there. Mm-hmm. Just raggedy, man.
It's the worst franchise in the NFL.
It's just so bad.
And it's because of the owner.
And I hate it for this kid. And I don't know. I won't say he's broken or anything like that. I would like to see him get a chance. I don't think he should play in Carolina anymore.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
I think there's a
right guy, and I know they got a lot of questions right now as far as the future of their quarterback and injuries. But Tua felt like he was pretty broken too.
Yeah, and that's the thing about
Mike McDaniel and that quarterback seems like a good match to
you
me.
You just find somebody because I don't think he's struggling because he's small. You know, I think someone done it, but he has regressed. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just unfortunate, man, because he's such a good kid, and you really want to see him do well. But that up there in Charlotte. That just seems like it's a cesspool, man.
It is. It's a terrible situation.
And it seems like, of course, if you get the right player in, it might turn around. But this guy that signs the checks?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, he's a disaster. Remember that bar up there that he, like, stopped by and made him change it? They had a billboard up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Baker's 2-0. Sam Darnold's 2-0. Matt Rule's 3-0 at Nebraska right now. And, old Tepper's 0-2.
Yeah.
So, there you have it. 0-2 and benched his quarterback.
Yeah, man. It looks like Justin Fields will start again because the Chargers will be the home opener for the Steelers.
All right. They keep winning.
Yeah, man.
Hard to bench a quarterback that's 2-0.
Yeah, I mean.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.